Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dude, I'm so checked out.
Are you?
I'm very
Are you like senioritis
out.
Right now?
A little bit. You should be just as checked out.
Oh no, you got to finish the job and then you can go have fun.
All right, I'm going to throw out both of these situations here cuz I feel like
you're just going to straight up call me out on this.
Well, I'm going to Central
Oregon. Look, we got an easy show today. Like that's don't forget that. That's a part of it.
I have one work day left and then Thursday I am traveling to Central Oregon. Bend.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Beautiful this time of year.
Have you seen the weather report?
Actually, you can say Bend is beautiful this time of year at any time. No, I haven't.
Well, it's not beautiful this weekend. It's supposed to be like the day we get there and the day we leave are supposed to be the nicest days.
Always. Always.
And then Friday and Saturday are like highs of like 55 with possible rain.
No golf
point.
For you then.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, just power through.
It's going to happen.
Just make it happen.
I don't care who, Will it what, to be where. Something. When, how, it's happening.
What are you going to play?
Well, there are tentative plans to play with Jason Sukanik at Broken Top.
Jason Sukanik, not familiar with him.
The BT,
good golfer?
I don't know, actually. But I think he's going to get cold feet because of the weather forecast.
He'll be too scared of you.
And he's going to back out and not want to play golf.
Well, again, I don't know this Jason Sukanik character that you speak of, but kind of sounds like a bitch.
I think he's going to pull a bitch move on me. And
you want me to fight him? You want me to fight him for you?
I would love to see
fight
for
that. The honor
yes,
of Fisher.
I would love to see that happen.
I wouldn't do it for Joe Fisher the third. I would do it for Joe Fisher the fourth and the second. Like, what is this guy? Has he got me? What is he like, tall or something?
Equally bald.
So all right. I'll bald off with him.
Evenly there.
You got a mustache?
Beard. So he does he is more follically facially.
So he wins that battle.
Yeah. But I'm going there.
What are you
going
to tell me? He does like jujitsu or something?
I hate to break it to you. Yeah.
Whatever. That's a made up sport anyway.
Well, you're just,
I think I got this guy.
You're just grabbing clothes anyways.
Well,
there's
dude,
no real technique.
He's messing with the great Joe Fisher, the second and the fourth. I've got issues with that.
Well, that is the tentative plans. And that is why I'm checked out because I only have to work one more day.
You're
and then
just
I'm
ready
out
to party.
Here.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get the F out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, bud.
But
I mean,
you.
Like I said, we got an easy show tonight. Like the baseball gods gifted us a great show today.
You are going to. You're on Hawaii.
Hawaii.
I don't even know what island. You're just going to Hawaii.
I'm going to Oahu.
On Thursday?
I leave at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning.
And you're gone for a week, I assume?
I'll be back next Wednesday night.
So a week, yeah.
Yep.
Which is the appropriate time to be in Hawaii.
8 days,
for,
technically.
At least.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. My father-in-law owns a place outside of Honolulu. And
so, yeah, this is the most checked-out hot corner of all time.
We take the kids, and he gets to play him and grandma. Grandma and grandpa get to play grandparents. And one night, me and the wife go out, just the two of us. Our kids are old enough now that there'll be a night where just the four of us go out, which I'm really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm never checked out, Joe. I'm always here to play.
Well, I sure as hell am.
You know, it's funny. When I was a senior in high school, I still wasn't checked out.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, you can slack off. I was like, I'd actually like to finish with good grades.
Look at you. Overachiever over
just
here.
Just a little go-getter.
God, whatever, dude.
Nobody ever said, Patrick Harris, that guy is studious.
Just go to Hawaii, will you?
The funny thing is that I was.
Oh,
college,
yeah.
I got... Dude, I graduated with like a 3.2 GPA.
You got me by 0.2. You
but I also
me.
Did theater, and that's not a real sport.
You're going to miss the Fan Golf Classic, too.
I am going to miss the Fan Golf Classic. You know, I did look into...
Son of a foursome cost?
I did.
You going to get out there and swing the sticks?
No, absolutely not. I'm a putt-putt master. That's it.
Does your father-in-law golf?
He does golf.
If he ever needs someone to say, nice shot, sir. I do it better than anybody.
May I mention that your pants are exquisite today.
Nice putt, sir.
Are those new
wow,
cleats?
Wow, what a swing,
they
sir.
They really bring out your eyes.
Let me grab your bag.
No, I did look into trying to come home early. leave the fam out there and come home on like Monday to Fan Golf Classic. Dude, I've never been to one. I want to go to one so bad.
That is the worst reason to leave Hawaii early.
Me and Ortner have been talking about this since I met Will Ortner, the great Big O. Since I met Will Ortner, we want to be roaming golf reporters at the Fan Golf Classic.
Oh, here we are on hole 9. Joe Fisher takes a swing and
absolutely not crushes it. He pipes another one right down the fairway. That's just been the theme for him all day today here at Langdon Farms.
We'd interview cart girls. We'd interview some of our wonderful listeners. I think it'd be great. The problem is like Wi-Fi and accessibility and all that kind of stuff. But it's a great vibe. I'm gonna do it next year.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do it next year.
If there is a next year.
Well, Joe, you are in charge of a next year, so I hope you make it happen.
I'm not in charge of a next year.
Yeah, you are, dude. Nope. You did not know. Dusty Caesar's Palace is just a figurehead. You are actually in charge now.
I will say, though, we are doing something cool this year that we did. I mean, it's something different. We had our 1080 the fan hole last year. All the guys were hanging out on hole 6. But holes 7 and 11 this year.
Ooh, I was wondering what holes they'd be. Seven and 11.
And 11.
24 hours, 8 days a week.
We will have the Mike Lynch take a swinge at ALS holes.
I love it.
On the signs that we printed out for each
hole. Yeah, they look good.
I haven't seen them. But there's going to be a QR code on there.
Yep.
So that way our golfers will be able to scan and donate to the GoFundMe for Mike Lynch.
Think about it.
I feel like we needed a good refresher.
Think about it. If you're playing skins out there with your buddies and you've decided to throw some shuckles down, I think you should throw shuckles down the 7th and 11th, and whoever wins donates that money.
I bet $50 to the Mike Lynch Fund that I will outdrive you.
Yeah.
Double it up,
bitch. Double it up, bitch.
Let's go.
Yeah. That's what they should do.
I am down for that. And then you take a swinge out there.
That's S-W-I-N-J. I was here the day he did that.
It was, you know what doesn't get as much flack is swag misspelling drum, I want to say.
I know. It's like nobody. It's like everybody forgot. Maybe nobody listens to that show.
And I'm
Do you ever think about that?
I'm trying to remember how he misspelt it.
Honk your horn.
He did D-U-R-M for drum. Derm.
Honk your horn if you listen to Dirt and Sprague in the morning.
Dude, I heard one.
I think I heard one.
Dude, I heard one. That? Yeah. Oh, my God.
They know the D-U-R-M.
D-U-R-M.
Derm.
He skated by. He got lucky.
He got lucky. It's because of the voice. It's because it's swag. When swag talks, I had a buddy ask me once when I was doing Hunt for the Host. He came and, like, supported me, and he met the great, the one, the only Jason Swigard. And he goes, dude, does that guy talk like that all the time? And I was like, it's not that he talks like that all the time. It's just how he talks.
Yes. That is just how he talks. Once he's done with the show.
Hey, Jason, this is my buddy, John. Hey, John!
He'll come around the sales area and check with everyone to see if... All right, Johnny, you need anything? We good? Kurt, how's Les Schwab doing?
Swag, should we get one more drink at this bar tonight?
It's over!
Oh, okay. I guess we're going home.
We need more swag drops in our life.
I can't believe he got away with the derm.
Yeah, he skated by.
That makes me feel like people are throwing bad shade at old Voldemort.
No, it was, I mean...
Look, dude, he's the most powerful wizard.
I think it was just with the confidence of the J.
It was.
That's
S-W-I-N-J.
I am so confident with this spelling right now.
Oakley Dunkley.
I'm stoked for next Tuesday, though. I'm stoked for this weekend.
It should be fun. I hope you guys have a ton of fun. I want you to take pictures. Maybe I'll call you.
Are you talking about Bend or the Fan Golf Tournament?
Fan Golf.
Oh, okay. I'll send you pictures of Bend.
I might call you from the sunny confines of Honolulu.
I will say, my girlfriend and her friends do a lot of the hard work and the heavy lifting when it comes to food.
Yeah.
Like, their charcuterie board game is...
So they're good at, like, meat and crackers.
Oh, meat. Crackers, burrata,
pickled
cheese,
pickled vegetables,
little candy coated pretzels, ooh, nuts. Yeah,
but how's the board?
Oh, dude, I'll show you a picture in the break here. It's It's game over.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we do have a baseball show for you tonight. There's a lot to get to. One of my favorite shows we do every single year at the 8 o'clock hour. I forgot to mention this to Schultzy, by the way. That's him on the ones and twos over there. The 8 o'clock hour, we will cast our all-star ballots for it is due next Thursday. There are no shows next Tuesday, so we're off next week. So this is our last chance to do that. We'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour. But there's also a lot more to get to. Fair or foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Shohei's on the mound, Dave Martinez, insert foot. There's a lot to get to, but when we come back, the baseball gods gifted us a blockbuster, quote-unquote, trade?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Right? It kind of feels weird, doesn't it?
Maybe it's just a buster.
Maybe it's just a buster, and at least one of these guys is a buster. We'll do that next. This is the Portland Sports Leader, the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
I'm going to throw this out there just because it was on the TV behind me.
Yeah.
The Giants...
The Gigantes.
City Connect jerseys are god-awful.
I think they're all god-awful.
Well, I wouldn't say all of them.
Well, the San Diego, when it's like got that Miami Vice vibe to it, I kind of dig that.
And I only like this because I like the color, like forest green, kind of dark green.
Okay.
I love the Rockies, like white and green.
Yeah, I just get weirded out by the color that's like when Boston wears green. Your name, your team name is literally a color.
That is a great point.
And that bothers me.
Yeah, it's like the White Sox wearing purple.
The Chicago Bulls, they had the Chicago Bulls City Connects. They were like red and black.
That's right. Yeah.
It was weird.
Well, that's because Jerry Reinsdorf owns it.
Well, yeah, but and it's also point. Like a throw to your other, you know, your like.
I don't think it's right. I'm not defending it.
Like if the Mariners wore, you know, that god-awful seafoam green, like from the Color Rush Seahawk jerseys.
Oh.
Like, yeah. If they wore that, I'd be like, all right, it's the same town, but that looks dumb.
I hate their City Connects, by the way. Hot take from America.
The blue ones with the yellow M?
Mm-hmm.
With the black?
Well, I don't like the pants.
Yeah, see, it doesn't make sense to me that they've got literally, like, just dark black pants with a navy blue top. It's
go
like
blue all the way, baby. Go blue
sure,
all the way.
Or go white pants.
I don't like the pants. But I love the old Mariner blue with the trident. I think that hat is sexy.
Yes.
As a man who is a connoisseur of 5950 New Era hats, they should be a sponsor of this show. That hat is sexy.
I will say, without a doubt, though, the worst City Connect jerseys, the Phillies.
Yeah.
Just makes no sense.
We're powder blue.
And
come on, you need an alternate. Wear
like,
powder blue
with like the graffiti gothic lettering.
No,
like what?
Just wear the powder blue. The powder blue looks great.
Don't get it.
All right. Well, baseball gifted us something today on this senioritis edition of the Hot Corner.
What is making the Giants jerseys look a little bit better?
Oh,
today?
Hey, that would be the introduction of one Rafi Devers. Rafael Devers gets traded to the Giants for two big league players and two minor leaguers.
Where to start with this?
And that's what I was just about to say. I have no idea where the hell to go with this. You know, Devers comes out and he's like, I'll play any position possible. And it's like, man, dude, you're such a bitch. Like, you are such a candy ass. Like, what are we doing here?
That's a good troll on his part.
It is an amazing troll.
That honestly isn't like at first, because I had the first, that was my first initial. I was like, really, dude?
Well,
really?
And then I was like, and then today it dropped like 3 hours ago. He's like, I'll play anywhere.
Yeah. My initial thoughts too is like, really? You'll play whatever position? And I was like, what a. Actually.
I think we'll start here.
Tipping the cap on the pettiness.
I think what's the most surprising about this trade, and there's a lot of layers to this. I mean, hell, we might talk this whole hour about this. I did not realize that things were that bad in Boston.
We shouldn't be shocked.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah, it's like
I just did not know things were that bad in Boston.
He met with the owner, didn't he? Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was like, okay, he's kind of a diva, but he's your big paid guy. He's dealing with the DH. He's better at the DH. You got all these young kids coming up. Might as well put him around a big league hitter who knows what he's doing.
Did you read the Yahoo article by chance?
I don't think so.
There was a Yahoo article that is titled Inside the, quote, absolute S show, end quote, that led to the Boston Red Sox trade of Rafael Devers. And it was really good. It just, you know, gave you the play-by-play of what happened, and it just... You read some things in there that gives context to this situation, but also just the Red Sox situation in general.
Man, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. We were talking about the Red Sox and their issues and Alex Cora and all that. And I said on this program, on the air, and I will double down on it, I did not think we would talk about the Red Sox for the rest of the year. I didn't, because I think they're a mediocre team. And I think they have too many holes, and I think they have too many issues in the clubhouse. Well, here we are. Now we are bringing this up, and the issue in the clubhouse is gone. I mean, I think when I first saw the trade, I'm sitting there and thinking to myself, that's what you got for Raffy Devers? I mean, Raffy Devers is a top 10, 15 hitter in baseball. That's all you got? Then I start reading, you know, baseball people I respect and their opinions, and they're sitting there telling me Red Sox did well in this trade. And that blows my mind. It blows my mind, which means those guys probably knew how contentious it was in Boston.
I think that what the Red Sox wanted to do was, with this relationship starting to go sour, is it made the contract to them look worse and worse.
And I think that's it. I think you're spot on. That contract looks terrible because he's disgruntled.
Now, let's also be fair. He's good. He's
borderline great. Great hitter.
I mean, he is.
He's not borderline. He's a great hitter.
And he is totally, like, dude, from where he was, what is it, a week into the season to where he is now, like,
night,
he's having
day.
A great year.
Yeah.
He's having a really good year. I shouldn't say great year. He's having really a really good year. He's batting like 270, 905 OPS, 15 home runs, something like that. So he's not getting
my vote for third base, though, I'll tell you that.
Dude, he's actually second in the National League.
That's
in
amazing.
Votes. And I was like, that can't happen.
Well, Red Sox fans love their boys.
But yeah, man, it's just, this became such a contentious relationship. But I think it is also exasperated by the Red Sox front office. And now this is, you know, we've seen it now with Betts, obviously, but it's like, this is not the Red Sox of old at all anymore.
No.
Like, in any way, shape, or form. This article, dude, I'm telling you, you need to read it. And if anybody's interested on, like, learning about this, because there's things I didn't even know about it, how the Red Sox, they brought in essentially a sports franchise consulting firm and whenever you bring consultants in, it's basically like, all right, fire these people.
Yep, yep.
That's what it leads to. And, oh, we think we could streamline this thing. And
big ideas. You know,
it talks about how, like, the optics of Fenway Sports Group isn't good because they go in, it seems like they kind of care about Liverpool.
Well, and what's funny is, as a Liverpool fan, for years we were like, you care more about the Red Sox than you do us.
Yeah. And
but
now,
we won something, and now it's like, oh, hey.
And then they just sign the German dude to, like, $170 million
Florian
contract.
Wirtz.
Contract this week.
He's our guy. He's my guy. The German Messi is what they call him.
Really?
That's what they call him, dude.
Huh. Isn't that wunderbar?
Wunderbar.
Yeah, man, but it's a very interesting read because we have everything from, you know, player comments on the front office to Zoom conference hot mics.
Well, I kind of mentioned this, you know, I've been alluding to this. You know, the Red Sox get Alex Bregman, all right, and his deal is very player friendly. It's a 3-year deal, but he has player opt outs after every year. And when they bring him in and all this drama starts, it's kind of like, well, this is a more aging player who has won. We're bringing him in for clubhouse and for his skill, because we all agree that he's going to, if he can stay healthy, he's going to absolutely rake at Fenway. But this screams to me like we had to get rid of Devers to make sure that that player option is an opt-in and not an opt-out.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because I would walk away if I were him. I'd be like, this drama is unnecessary.
Well, there is part of me that thinks that they're going to offer him a long-term deal.
Oh, opt-out, and then he gets a 6-year, 200-something million dollar deal.
Talk to him behind the scenes, yeah, and be like, hey, if, you know, we will give you a long-term.
We just traded Devers.
Yeah.
You're our guy.
Yes. That's what I feel like that's going to end up happening there.
Yeah, is that how we look at this?
But also, the way that the Red Sox have been operating the last couple of years, getting rid of Betts and Bogarts and now Devers, maybe they are idiots and he opts out and they don't even re-sign him and then they're just sitting on there. I mean, quite honestly, they've been afraid to give dudes contracts outside of Devers, which now they have given away. So
and,
it's like,
and dudes don't want to re-sign there.
I don't know what I to saw expect this. With this team anymore. This is very much not the days of Theo Epstein.
No, no, it is not. I saw something. It was a picture of the 2018 in 2018 in the dugout, and it was Bogey, Betts, and Devers.
I mean, he's still the only player remaining from that 2018 World Series team.
And now he's not. And it said, these three guys, this is what the Red Sox got for these three guys. Connor Wong and whoever they just got for Devers. That's it. That's all they have
Which
to show
is
for it.
Kyle you Harrison, have... Jordan Hicks, James Tibbs III.
Yeah, how's that Alex Verdugo return doing from the Mookie Betts trade?
Right.
My God.
Absolutely brutal. He can't even make a roster. He was in the World Series last year for the Yankees and can't make a roster.
No,
he's still on
he
the Braves?
Started in left field. I think I he's still say, on the Braves. They might have DFA'd him.
No,
he's, I mean, as far as I see, he's still on the, he's, yeah.
Well, you mentioned the contract situation for the Red Sox, too, and what kind of money they're handing out. It's, I think it's kind of similar to what the Mariners have done. I don't know if they want to hand out big money lately because they've been developing talent from within. They gave, what was that kid, Christian Campbell? I think, you know, kind of like that future deal, a six-year deal that's not going to hurt him.
Bregman got one of those deals. Acuna
exactly.
got one. Albie's got one. Julio has one.
And
Tatis has one.
And outside of Bregman and Trevor Story, they have no highly paid hitters. It's
that is true.
And it's all rookies. It's Marcelo Mayer that they hope works out. It's Tristan Casas who they hope
Duran
comes back
in center.
Exactly. It's a lot of these, the Christian Campbell, the Roman Anthony, they just called up. They literally want to fill their lineup with, what, six, seven rookies, essentially, and hope they take off.
Which is probably why it's a smart deal to deal Devers. If you really believe these kids are going to be great, and you've already locked up Christian Campbell, do you not start locking up the other dudes and just praying to God they pan out?
I want you...
Again, I can't... I'm just going to say it, and then you can say what you're going to say, Joe. I still just can't believe this was that bad.
Yeah, well, I'm going to read an excerpt from this Yahoo article that kind of gives in some more details about this. After Xander Bogaerts left in 2023, Cora clearly wanted Devers to fill the void. When I asked Devers about it back then, he was honest. I don't really see myself too much as a leader right now. The reluctance never really changed. Inside the clubhouse, players watched as the coaching staff publicly flagged Roman Anthony's defensive fundamentals as a slight to the front office. They saw teammates ask to switch positions on the fly. They witnessed Cora trying to win baseball games while benching teams' prospects. In front office, scouts were fired over slights. Veteran leaders with deep organizational trust were iced out, and the communication from Breslow dried up. According to multiple sources, Devers also was upset when the rookie Campbell volunteered to play first base this season, interpreting it as a slight to his own stature.
Oh, brutal.
Oh my God.
Bro, you can't sit with us. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like Mean Girls. I mean, it came across on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. She'll let you interact with us throughout this entire show. So, what isn't going to be a part of most analysis of the Devers situation is that Bogaerts was a great mentor for him, and he never completely got over him leaving in free agency and animosity towards the front office for letting him go. That could be a real thing. I mean, you are now the third guy of what looked like an insane core in Boston. I remember when Bogaerts left, look, it came out that it sounded like Mookie didn't want to play in Boston. Sounded like he didn't really like Boston. So you got to trade him. And they got a huge prospect from the Dodgers and Anthony Verdugo, who was supposed to be one of their top guys. So at least you got something from that. But before that comes out, you're looking at a trio of Devers, Bogaerts, and Betts. I thought Bogaerts was the key. I thought he was the glue to all that. Now they let him walk, and it was the right move. Because he hasn't been great in San Diego. I'm just fascinated how far this thing fell. Yeah. Now, they got a bunch of kids, so in 2 years, they could be really good.
And then they'll trade him. what cracks me up, though, is like the part about Devers was upset when rookie Campbell volunteered to play first base.
Bro, that's because you ain't.
Interpreted as a slight to like, hey, Rafi, can you play first base? No, I'm not doing that. Coach, I'll do it. What the hell is your problem?
F you, man.
How dare you?
You ass-kissing loser.
That part cracked me up the most about this. Like, you literally said you didn't want to do it.
So now that I said I will, yeah, it's like, hey, do you want to go to this party tonight? No, I wouldn't be caught dead at that party. Dude, I'm going to go. You're going? so mad at you. Did you have fun? I did. I hate you.
Yeah, it's there's part of me that looks like when you first texted me about this, I was like, man, I feel like all this stuff with Devers throughout the season, like the Red Sox have been trying to trade him and like didn't really value him to start this season as much as other people and teams did.
Yeah.
But as this plays out, man, I mean, the GM Breslow or whatever his name is, he seems pretty damn inept at this point. Craig Breslow, chief baseball officer.
I agree.
And ownership seems disconnected now. It's honestly, I couldn't be happier.
Ditto, right there with you. But let's stick here and let's flip this on its head. What does this mean for the Giants? The Giants are in a battle for the National League West. I think the Giants have overperformed for most of our expectations.
They're still overperforming, and, according to my expectations.
Yeah, I'm watching them on TV right now. And them adding Rafi Devers, what does this do for them? We'll get to that next, but first we'll toss it to Schultzy with sports.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
By the way, did you see who was second in American League votes for second baseman?
I did not.
Jose Altuve. Little
Jackson? Little Jackie baby? Little Jackie baby? Well, he is the foundation of my fantasy baseball team, so.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Options are
of my
thin.
Future.
Yes.
I also have Kyle Tucker.
Then
I'm doing
great.
Okay.
You're great.
I'm doing okay.
You're
Spencer Schwellenbach, Max Fried.
You're doing just
But as
fine.
Far as long-term goes, I got Jackie baby.
All right.
Reach for him, too.
Can't wait. Can't wait to cast. Are we gonna actually gonna be able to choose more people than just three dudes? Remember last year how we did it too
just
late?
Just chalk.
Well, it was like
they had already eliminated people.
Yeah, so
it was
just
the everybody's still available.
Okay, all right.
Everybody's still available.
I remember last year it was like you get to choose between these two guys.
I'm you like, get to choose between Freddie Freeman or Pete Alonso, and I'm you're like oh,
this
well, okay.
isn't fun.
The third place outfielder in the American League is fascinating.
Oh,
fascinating.
I was just looking at the vote totals the other day, and I completely forgot already.
Stephen Kwan is in fourth place. The person in third place will blow your mind. We'll do that at the top of the 2 o'clock, top of the 8 o'clock hour. I want to kind of continue on this Devers thing as he just hit a RBI double into the gap as the Giants are playing the Guardians right now. I've got that on the tube. Mostly because I love the Guardians, but I'm down to watch Devers and see how this goes. We've seen in the past few years.
God, those jerseys are horrendous.
They're really horrendous. They look like that Ghost energy drink.
They do. They 100% do.
Like, what's with the bill of his batting cap?
I do like those energy drinks, though.
Are they good?
Sugar-free, which
sugar
means
free.
They're totally fine and there's nothing wrong with them.
There's nothing wrong with them.
Nothing wrong.
Natural ingredients only.
All good, baby. No worries here.
I'm curious how this pans out for the Dodgers. Look, everybody knows this has been a talking point. People that don't know about baseball have brought this up. The last 30 home run hitter for the Giants was Barry Bonds in 2004. That means 3 World Series wins and nobody hit 30 bombs. That kind of bat in that offense should be extremely valuable. Chapman's having a pretty solid year, but they need help. And if you're Buster Posey, this is a home run win for you. Take on the full amount of the contract, but they've been willing to spend money. They tried to get Correa. He failed his physical, so they said no. They tried to get Judge. They tried to get Shohei. They're in the market for every big superstar. This was their way to lock up a guy for another 7 years.
Yeah, it's Buster Posey wasting no time, man.
No.
And I love that. I mean, I love.
If I'm a Giants fan, I am obsessed. You know, when Buster gets the job, I'm a little like, okay, all right. Like, he was a great player, but is he going to know his stuff? It's like John Lynch in San Francisco. Great player, but does he really know his stuff? Is this really going to work? And Buster so far has worked.
He's like, I have to give up who to get him?
He's like, you want those guys?
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Sounds good to me. And it makes it easier too when you have legitimately two pitchers that are playing at a Cy Young level. You know, like yeah, we'll give up Hicks. Like that's fine with me. Like
Webb and Ray have been great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an off year for Ray, so of course he's good. He'll probably have TJ next year.
Kyle Harrison, okay. Like, sure.
Yeah, it's your first round pick.
But I mean, like, you're getting Rafael Devers. Like, okay, have them. And then, yeah, we're going to give you one of our young prospects. That's how the game goes. But we've seen many a times that, oh, yeah, we'll give you our top prospect. And he's no good, and it doesn't matter, and he'll be completely forgotten in 5 years.
I think what's really fun about...
I feel like that happens more often than not.
Agreed, agreed. Massively agreed. I think what's really fun about this is I think we, like we said last segment, the Giants have kind of overperformed. And they're continuing to overperform. But... maybe internally, they truly believe this team is built to go the distance. You got two studs. Sometimes all you need is two studs in a rotation. You don't need, the Mariners got five.
Yeah.
Mariners got five. Like, it'd be nice to have five, but you kind of really only need two.
Yeah.
Because in a best of seven series, those guys are going to throw at least twice.
Verlander's
and one of them might
back,
be a third.
And Verlander's coming back tomorrow.
You know, I mean, I don't know how much is left in the tank. We need to carve out some time at some point to talk about the old guys. I keep mentioning this week after week. But yeah, if you can get a Verlander who in the playoffs can throw five innings and give up one run, maybe two runs, that's your third guy. I feel pretty good about that. I think what I'm trying to say is I didn't realize the Giants could be contenders. And now I think they could be contenders. I'm not saying they are. But I'm like a little more intrigued in watching their games now.
I am too. I mean, I'll be honest. They were one of my teams early on in the season that I did not believe was going to sustain this. They were my National League team where I was like, they're going to fall off at some point, and they haven't done it. No,
that was Arizona. Arizona's that team.
To give myself a little credit, I did say the Angels' hot start was a bunch of BS as well. So I was 1-for-2 on those.
And I'm also a massive ofer because I said the Sacramento A's would make the playoffs, and boy, that ain't going to happen.
Yikes!
That's the old take exposed of the year for me.
Oh, my God. The Panthers just scored again.
Yeah.
This is a bloodbath. Florida's going to win the Stanley Cup again.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There's 5 minutes left in the third, and they're up 5-0. You going out on a limb there, Joe? What's the live bet look like?
Call me crazy.
What's the live bet right now?
I don't see a Pacers-esque comeback happening for the Oilers right now. But to go back to the Giants, I mean, yeah, they've just... I mean, who saw Wilmer Flores having the year that he's having? Jung Ho Lee. I mean,
I told you. That's my mulligan for my A's take. Is Jung Ho Lee is great. He's a good baseball player.
Yeah, and then
he struggled a little bit of late, but he's a good baseball player.
And then, as you mentioned, Matt Chapman's having a solid year. Yeah, man.
Do you think when Devers got to San Francisco, he's like, "Oh, I'm going to play third, right?" And they were like, "Absolutely not, dude."
Well, he'll play wherever they want him to play, and he is okay with that.
I'm a team player.
I can't believe.
As long as you got no kids telling me they're going to take my spot,
I definitely would like to have seen the reaction of people in the Red Sox front office, like watching this press conference,
just rolling eyes.
Are you serious?
Bleep, 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 yeah. Bleep.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
this puts the Giants in the playoffs, though. I think it gets them in the playoffs.
I think so, too. Holy crap, the Oilers just scored.
Don't call it a comeback.
I smell a comeback.
Is the Iceman here or what, dude?
It's stanky. Yeah, dude,
I think it puts them in the playoffs.
I am very much leaning more and more towards believing, and I should, especially now after this.
So. But are the Giants better than the Cubs? I don't think so.
No.
Are they better than the Phillies? No. They're better than the Mets?
They are at this.
Are they better than the Braves?
No. Or, I mean, yes, they are. I mean, the Braves, they were my team who I thought were going to come back. And
well, Acuna's been hot.
Immediately after that, they've just S'd the bed.
Yeah.
So.
Are they better than the Padres?
Boo. Well, according to their records, they are. And Padres can't really score now all of a sudden. So
that's going to be interesting. I mean, the National League West just got even more and more exciting.
Honestly, we're getting close to the halfway point of the season, and obviously a lot can happen in just a month of MLB baseball. But the longer this goes on, the more I believe that the Giants are for real, and you just got Rafael Devers, and you were already 10 games above 500. So I'm like, well, what are they going to do? Suck all of a sudden now?
Boy, the National League West became more fascinating than it already was. Can you believe that managers are never at fault? We'll do that next. Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan. Do you know he is the only member ever?
Hold on.
He is the
You're saying it as if he just came out. Man, I don't know if you guys have heard of this Bruce Hornsby guy, but you got to check him out.
You got to check him out. He's absolutely fantastic. Do you know that he is the only man to be a touring member of the Grateful Dead playing the piano that is still alive, other than Chiometti right now?
Well, good for him.
The guy they got right now in Dead & Co., Jeff Chiometti, like, he is awesome. He is wonderful. Every piano player that ever played for the Grateful Dead, when it was Jerry, when it was the Grateful Dead, they're all dead except for Bruce Hornsby. And they're all dead from, like, overdoses.
It very much reminds me of you doing that of, you remember when Kanye and Rihanna did a song with Paul McCartney?
Yeah, and everybody was like, check out this guy McCartney, he's going places.
They were like, dude, who is this Paul McCartney
this
guy?
This guy's a genius.
That reminds
me. I'm going to watch his career real quickly.
Did you guys ever hear this story? Probably around the same time, because it's like Gen Z thinks that nothing ever existed before they
Did. Yeah.
It's like, God, you guys are so full of yourselves. But there was, I can't remember the name of the lead singer of the Bengals, but she's had a solo career since they ended. You know, like Walk Like an Egyptian, the Bengals.
Yeah.
And she's been releasing songs for a while. Some radio producer emailed her and said, hey, we really like your stuff. We'd like to feature you as a new artist. It's like, are you effing kidding?
One of my favorite things at the Grammys, No Doubt, won the Grammy for Best New Artist. And the guy who used to be married to Gwen Stefani, the guitar player, I don't remember his name. He came out and he was like, thanks. We've been a band for 6 years. Appreciate it. And just walked off the stage. Because it's like, oh, you mean new artist to the radio.
Yeah.
Like, Maroon 5 toured that first album for 5 years before they got popular.
It's like asking a minor league baseball player, when are you going to go to the pros? Yeah. Like, already
you know,
there,
that's
jackass.
That's a great question. You know, I was talking to my wife the other night. And I was like, you know what, babe? I think it's time to make the move to the pros. You know? Durham is just not my place. I think we should move to Chicago. You know, babe, I think this is what we do.
It's up to us, baby.
Breaking news on The Fan.
Yeah? What do you got?
Oh, just the Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup.
Damn it, Joe.
It is a fish.
I thought this was going to be something fun.
Ooh, should that be my new breaking news is saying? It is a fish from Joe Fish.
A fish from Joe Fish. That's spelled S-W-I-N-J.
It is Joe Fischel.
Joe Fischel. Dude, we're workshopping this right now, and I am obsessed with it. Official.
Now, this just reminded me today of, I popped in the
We're not
car.
Getting to Davey Martinez.
Probably
not.
I jumped in the car, and old Tenny was on the radio, and it was the Herd.
The Herd!
You know.
Jason McIntyre!
And he
Colin!
Colin made a point about something.
I know,
he's
but
like,
what about Aaron Rodgers?
And he's like, Colin, blah, 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 blah. You know what? That might just be your best take of the summer so far.
I think Jeez. I heard that the other
and
day, too.
I was just
too.
Like, dude.
I'm
like, that, it was just so cringy. And Colin even was like, I didn't know we were keeping track, but thanks. And I was like, that was a good save because that was holy cringe.
It's like you're friends with somebody for a long time, and we're going to go back to the party. Remember this party we talked about earlier in the show? This party that we're going to.
Oh, yeah. And, I don't want to go, though.
And you don't want to go, but I'm going, and now you're mad at me for going.
You douche.
But when I got there, I had a really great time. But then somebody showed up named Jason, and everybody was like, why are you here? And it's like, well, because I'm friends with you, right? And it's like, well, that's not a good enough reason. It feels like that.
Yeah,
it's
you're
like,
going to have to go.
Like, the comment of, I didn't know we were keeping track is such a, you are beneath me. Because, you know, like, Joe, if we did something like that and you said something to me of that ilk like, and I was like, oh, damn, I didn't know we were keeping track, I'd be laughing about it. But when you're like, oh, I didn't know we were keeping track.
Yeah, it's very much just like in the movies.
Poop
that,
on you.
It's like in the movies, that guy like, yeah, you tell him, Robbie. Shut up, all right? I got this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Shut up, hipsqueak.
I swear to God.
Right, Robbie. You're the best, Robbie.
I swear to God. If you guys rip on me 15 or 16 more times, I'm out of here. Shut up, squeak. You guys call me squeak one more time.
Here, mom's going out with Squeak.
Wow. I'm going to call you Squeak for the rest of my life. You know why? Because you're a little bitch. Quit being a little bitch.
That's a dog's bed. That God, that movie. That is on the list of movies I can't wait to show Joey the Fourth. Definitely can wait.
When, yeah, you're not ready to bust it out tonight.
Yeah, no, but
senioritis isn't kicked in that
he's
hard.
He's like 17, 18. I'm like, sit down.
Sit down. Let me tell you about Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah. You ever heard of a lady named Yasmin Bleeth?
Did you
chance?
Know that when I was your age, Jenny McCarthy was a one seed? She yes. was top of the chain.
Sure was.
Did always love Jenny McCarthy. Does she still look good?
Yeah, she does. Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Not too much like surgery or anything?
Well, she's more natural.
Both of you at the same time.
Well, because she was like...
I wish I could get that as a drop.
She's like anti-vaxxer, so I'm assuming she's a little more anti-work like, done, too.
Oh, man.
So that might throw people
what
off.
What do you mean? Anti-vax is fine. Look at old Leatherface. He's looking good.
But I will never forget my exposure to Jenny McCarthy. It was the stack of Playboys in my dad's closet, like at the top in an old box. Like,
hey-o.
It's literally
he
like...
He once seated Jenny McCarthy. She was at the top.
And he couldn't flip through the pages.
Well, no, I mean, I'm sure after I was done with it, he
could. Trying to flip it, it just covered a cover. Yeah.
No, but that was the first time I saw her, and she was my favorite spread.
She beautiful. Yeah. Singled Out was my jam.
She was with Donnie Wahlberg?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
She's been around.
For a
bro.
Long time.
Good for him.
Well, Donnie's just been on his brother's coattails getting smushed for a long time.
He was a new kid on the block,
and he was in Saw 2.
Yeah, on his brother's
and
coattails.
He was great in Saw 2. That's the only Saw movie I've seen is Saw 2.
Yeah.
I need that drop. I need the two of you in unison going. All right, when we come back, we're going to get out of here. Let's open this up. All-star voting is upon us. And one of my favorite times of the year. I love doing this. I love having this conversation. Hopefully we differ on things, and I can't wait for you to see the number three in the outfield in the American League. That's coming up next. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. This is the Hot Corner. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Reinhardtify, he had 4 goals tonight.
Really?
And
he had 4 of their 5 goals?
And the last one with the empty netter, I'm pretty sure he got. But
Who's getting the Conn Smythe? Are they giving it to Sam Bennett?
No, I don't believe so.
I'll name the only player I know, Brad Marchand. He scored 2 goals the other night.
Yeah, he did. He did. I was talking with some of my hockey boys earlier, and they were all saying Sam Bennett. I was like, well, can McDavid or Corey Perry or
Sam Bennett is your Conn Smythe.
Nice. Hey, look at that. Hockey guy.
Look at you.
Hey, that guy that you might golf with that I'm going to beat his ass, you tell him that I know hockey better than him.
Take him out at his knees.
You
do the old Rey Mysterio versus Big Show.
You tell him that I know hockey better than him.
You do.
All right, I got to stop this bit. Jason Sukanik is one of the most lovely people I've ever worked with in my entire life. I would do anything in the world to work with that man every day of my life.
I will say that
he's fantastic.
Sam Reinhart's first goal of this game, though, was absolutely disgusting.
Just sexy.
Oh, dude, he stole the puck and just weep around one guy, and as he was falling away, just like, put it in. Dude.
I know I'm falling down, but it don't matter.
I texted multiple people on that. I was just like, dude.
When your sports fans get tight about a sport you don't really follow, that must be a big deal.
Yeah.
If you text me, check out this hockey goal, I'd be like, well, gotta go check out that
hockey
goal.
I was this close.
If you were like, did you see that
ball? To running in this studio.
Did you see that ball from Trevor Lawrence? I'd be like, eh, I'll watch that later.
I was this close to coming into this studio and saying to
taking
Suk,
over their show.
No, and chiming in to Suk on the commercial. I'm like, dude,
I need a microphone. That's
did
it.
Did you
Stop
see
it.
That goal? My God.
We got Fair or Foul coming up at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, but let's dive into this, guys. I love voting for the All-Star game. I absolutely love it. I think it is a duty as a fan to vote for the All-Star game.
As an American.
It
is my right to vote.
And if you live in Canada, vote for your crappy Blue Jays.
And what's funny is, as an American, I will probably vote for mostly non-Americans because I think they're better at baseball than us. But I love this. I love this. I think it has good talk. And I think what's fascinating about the All-Star, as I'm here on the MLB website, you can look at, they have each position, A to Z, but you can also rank them based on average,
yep,
home runs,
name,
RBIs, and OPS.
I'm going to just go with whoever first is in the name list. However it's listed alphabetically.
Jonathan Aranda, come on down.
Well, I mean, honestly.
I know, it's so funny.
Actually.
He's like, and that's kind of what I want to get at. I think it's really fun that they're giving these, but of all these metrics, is OPS not the ultimate one?
At this point,
I mean, you could factor in like the defensive values that you like, etc. Some little intangibles, clutch hitting, like Pete Alonso, if he were not the OPS leader at first base, I'd be like, well, I've seen this guy hit big time home runs in big moments.
Well, and here's the thing: if you have you and a player have similar OPS, but someone is batting 290 versus 220, it's like, okay, well, someone here just hits dongs while this guy is doing it in every which way.
Right.
So,
well, let's dive into this, Joe. We're in the American League at first base. Who you got?
Well, I think we already said his name out loud.
Yeah. You're going to put the
dude who nobody knew of coming into this season, leading the Rays offensively.
Rays doing Rays things.
Yes, very much so. I'm going with Arenado.
I think I'm with you. Boy, I want to give a vote to Spencer Torkelson so bad.
I hear you.
But it's more of a comeback player of the year kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Paul Goldschmidt's leading.
He's got the power, but Arenado has better OPS and he has better average.
Paul Goldschmidt is leading. He has had a very nice comeback season.
Well, that's
for the
classic
Yankees.
Classic Yankee.
Because he looked pretty bad last year, but that protection in the lineup has made him look good. Vladdy at two is the most Toronto thing I've ever seen in my
life. Come on. What are we doing?
I'm with you. I'm going Rays.
National League? What are you going there? Because I feel like you can make a compelling argument for both one and two.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the best first baseman in baseball. I'm going to go with the future Hall of Famer. I'm going to take Freddie Freeman. I see Pete Alonso. I see what you're doing. I also know that Freddie is in the most protected lineup I've ever seen in my entire life in the Los Angeles Dodgers. But I think Freddie is on a mission. Freddie is on a mission to be a Hall of Famer and to rack up as many rings as possible. And the fact that he's batting over 300 with almost, you know, double-digit home runs, the OPS, he's the leader of that team. I'm going to go Freddie.
Well, I'm going to go with Pete Alonso because he is only .004 under 300, has double-digit home runs.
Okay hitter.
And
okay
has
hitter.
A .960 OPS. And I'm also just...
Pretty good, not elite, though.
But also...
Is Joe Flacco elite?
.960. What are we wait, what? And also, I am looking at this as rewarding him for the year that he's had.
Yeah, he's been really good.
Over the pantheon of their careers, who is the better player, who will go down as the better player, it's going to be Freddie Freeman.
For sure. I'm not voting that way.
Oh, I'm not saying you are.
I want to make that clear. Like, yeah. I know I was kind of lamenting about him and his future and all that kind of stuff.
No,
I'm
just
voting
saying
for him now.
Yeah, how I'm saying with my vote is I want to reward Pete Alonso for the year that he is having because it's his best year that he's ever had, and also doing this in a contract year and betting on himself and almost hitting 300 with 17 home runs and 63 RBIs, and we're not even at the halfway point.
This is the best Pete Alonso we've seen.
I want to give him his props, and I'm going to vote for him.
I think he should come to Cleveland. I think that'd be great.
I mean, he already has orange in his color scheme, so Baltimore might not be a bad idea.
My favorite animal? The polar bear.
Oh, I was going to thought you were going to say an oriole.
No.
Completely monogamous bird. It's a loyal bird.
Favorite animal? Polar bear.
Apex is it? Is it really?
Yep. That's my favorite animal.
How about that? I am a fan of the pachyderms. I go with elephants.
I love polar bears and orcas.
Let's vote for our favorite animals right now.
Coming up next on Tenet Fan, the list of your favorite animals and why I'm better than you.
Jordan, do you have a differing opinions on either of
on either of these first base?
I was trying to look and see, like, first of all, I'll admit, trust me, I didn't even know who Arenado was. Like, I've not watched much Rays baseball this year.
Who does?
It's like, all
I
right.
Do because
people
the,
in Tampa
I do
Bay
because the bar
even...
I go to, the bartender is a... is from Tampa.
Hey,
and
I
he's
love
always
that.
Got a Rays game on a screen.
Tampa well, Bay fans don't even watch Tampa.
I actually, you're right. There's always
would
a random
to go to
player.
Steinbrenner
so.
Field, though.
No, I'll go with you guys. I don't think there's anybody else. Like, I look down the list. Like, yeah, I like Freeman too. I mean, Harper's not hitting enough at for average. So yeah, I would say Naylor would be my sleeper pick.
Wow, old Joshy.
Well,
Joshy
he's been
boy,
hitting
he's
the
been
cover off the ball. Come
wild
on,
wild card, bitches.
I think he has his highest average in his whole career so far, which means his OPS is probably the highest.
Well,
of his
that's
career,
also because in Cleveland, you're not allowed to hit over 220.
That's
if
fair.
You're anybody, unless you're Hosey. moving over to second base. Boy, I'll tell you what. As a kid, second base is my favorite position. I feel like there are so many great second basemen over the history of baseball. Joe Morgan, Robbie Alomar, Joey Cora. This of late has been the hardest to vote for. Second base just kind of sucks.
Yes, it does.
It just kind of sucks. Since Robbie Cano, second base kind of sucks.
Yeah. Because I'm going back and forth on a couple guys. I almost want to go a second Tampa Bay, but then I also want to go to the hateable baseball elf, and because he is such an important part of that team.
Yeah,
and he's maybe not having a insane Jose Altuve year by his standards,
but he's having a Hall of Fame caliber career, and this season is no different than any of the other ones.
Yeah, and it's also like this season, it's like. Honestly, Brandon Lowe should probably have the spot. And it's funny that, you know, of course, Gleyber Torres number one, and then Jackson Holliday. Honestly, I don't know how he has the second lead, but like, love the
Orioles
guy.
Fans out.
I love the guy, but I'm like, when I saw that the other day, I was like, listen, we'll take it, but I don't know. That's one of those where. I think Oriole fans are like, well, we got to put our votes in for someone. So
I'm going to go with Gleyber Torres. I'm going to take Torres. And my reason with Torres is he has been the offensive piece that they needed. He is the Alex Bregman that I thought they needed. And he has been as billed. He has been the steady stronghold of that lineup. And he has been absolutely every single thing they need. And that's why I'm going to give it to him. You know who you should not do is Jazz Chisholm. That guy sucks.
No.
I hate that guy.
No.
Daniel Schneeman is a hard no. But I'll tell you what, though, Joe. The heartstrings, man, I want to click Jackson Holliday.
You don't need to.
I do. I do. I want to. I click Gleyber Torres, but I really wanted to click Jackson Holliday.
Listen, I'm letting you know you don't need to. And I'm actually, I'm going to go with Brandon Lowe because, quite honestly,
I love it.
Jose Altuve is this year, second baseman is not his primary position.
No, also think about this. Brandon Lowe doesn't play every game. Brandon Lowe doesn't play every day because he sits.
And he still has those numbers.
And
he doesn't play outfield 75% of the time.
No,
he plays second base.
He plays second base.
So, yeah, I can't believe it. I'm going Rays 2-for-2.
2-for-2 with Joe and the Rays.
My God.
The National League, I would like to jump off a cliff. Ketel Marte is leading the vote and just missed a month and a half.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Jeff McNeil?
Oh my God. Like,
these McNeil numbers are great, but good God, do I want to vomit.
And I understand every team needs to throw out one guy out there, but I don't think we need to.
No, I don't think we need to. But if we did, I'd vote for Xavier Edwards.
Jesus. That is... Ew! I am looking at some of these stat lines. Nico Horner, bud, hit a home run whenever you want. I mean, he's batting pretty good, but still, hit a home run.
I mean, Xavier Edwards has zero.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I was like, do we really need to throw out some
You know who's really scary in the second base? When every time we do this stuff, I look at it, and I'm reminded... about players that are really good that are having terrible seasons.
I am.
And that would be one, Ozzy Albies.
Yeah, it's not good, Bob.
According to OPS, he is second from the bottom above Matt McClain.
I'm going to go with Ketel Marte by basically not having any better options and the fact that he has missed time and still has put up better numbers than literally everybody on this list.
Guy's been third and fourth in MVP voting before.
I was going to say, yeah, he's an MVP vote getter. And, he's insanely good, even with missing the time he is compared to everybody else.
I went with the 323 average. I clicked on old Brendan Donovan of the Cardinals.
He's been having a good year.
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. I don't. I'm
batting near the top or the bottom of the lineup. Let it ride.
Not going to hate on you for that because it's rewarding him for a great year. But yeah, it blows my mind that Ketel Marte is literally the best second baseman in home runs, OPS, and still has a 285 average.
And has missed half the season already.
Yes, dude.
Third base in the American League, 1-2-3, Jose Ramirez.
Well, let me take a peek. Let me make sure.
Sure.
Scrolling. Ramon Urias. No.
Damn, Isaac Paredes is having a good season.
Isak. His name is
Sorry,
Isak.
Yeah, you're right. It is Isak. Yeah, well, he's having a great season.
It's not Asace?
It's not Asace. I wish it was Asace. Junior Caminero has been great of late. So if you wanted a 3-3 on the Rays, Joe, you could. Of late, Junior Caminero has been a top 20 fantasy player. So if we're looking at just stats in the last like 3-4 weeks, Caminero is amazing.
Looks kind of tasty, but I'm gonna go Jose.
Yeah, so. Jose is the best third baseman in baseball, and it's not even close. In the National League,
well,
this
Devers was able to get some time.
The National League.
God, I hate him so much. And I feel like I need to.
You gonna
take
do
him.
It? Do we need to talk about this, Joe?
Dude, he's so good.
I'm not gonna pick him.
Who are you gonna go with? Amed Rosario.
No. Although I do wish he still played in Cleveland. I think there is no doubt about it right now that the starting third baseman in the National League should be A.O. Henio.
Okay.
I'm rocking Suarez. The dude's got over 20 home runs. Yeah, his batting average sucks, but that's what he does. He hits dingers. He's hit 3 grand slams this year, bro.
Yeah, but I'm also going with Manny.
I'm
going
to bro you with A.O. Henio.
I'm going with Manny because he is a great hitter, but also probably the best fielding third baseman.
Didn't realize his average was that high. Good on him.
And again, he is an insanely good third baseman fielding the ball as well.
I'm rocking A.O. Henio. And that's my life, and I'm going to sit there for that. All right.
I'm rocking Manny, and I'm not happy about it.
I know. You're hella pissed. No. I'm sorry, bud. Manny's good.
He is good.
He's good.
He was good as an Oriole, too.
All right. When we come, he was good as a Dodger.
Could have been one of the greats.
He was good as a Dodger, too, that little stint.
Whatever. We don't talk about that.
All right. When we come back, we'll have shortstop, catcher, and the outfield. All-star, baby. Get excited. 10A the Fan. People skating with a giant cup. That's going on behind me as well.
Robbie Ray at 102 pitches. I feel like I don't see triple digits next to the pitch count much
these
days.
No, but you know, one thing I will give Robbie Ray a ton of credit for, he is a guy that can go. He's always been a guy
Patrick,
that can go.
They all can.
Who was the there was a Guardians pitcher that faced the Mariners the other night that got to 100 as well before Volk pulled him, and I was kind of shocked because it was.
Was it Ortiz?
I think so. It wasn't
Bybee.
It was no.
They
it
usually
was,
don't pitch Bybee.
It was the long-haired guy.
Yeah, Ortiz.
Yeah, 6-0
black
game.
Guy, long
yeah,
dreads.
Black guy,
Ortiz.
Long hair. And it
we got him
like,
from Pittsburgh.
But Vogt was letting him, despite the loss, letting him wear that. It's like, you need to throw some innings for us.
Yeah, bullpen was probably taxed, too. No, he can throw. Yeah, some guys can throw deep. Some guys can't. Robbie Ray, to me, has always been a guy like, he'll go. He'll go if you throw him. All right, let's continue this all-star voting. And I'll tell you what, Joe, here we are at shortstop. This might be my card to pull of I'm voting for stars.
Yeah, taking a peek here. Looking at names.
Jacob Wilson of the Athletics, he was called up this year, I believe, has been absolutely fantastic for them.
Yeah,
his numbers have been absolutely fantastic. Now, when you really dive into his numbers, I think technically Bobby Witt Jr. does supersede him as the best analytical shortstop going into the All-Star break from this season. So if you wanted to choose Bobby Witt, I wouldn't be shocked by that. But Jacob Wilson's, I mean, thank God not every team needs to be represented anymore, but if he did, I mean, this would be the obvious home run slam dunk.
He might just get a nod anyways, even if
he is first leading in votes.
Man, and that's the A's.
Yeah, the A's.
Surprising, like Jeremy Pena is not even up there. I feel like his year warrants him being one or two.
As far as OPS, I'm looking at these rankings based on OPS. Jeremy Pena is number two. Mm-hmm. J.P. Crawford, number three. Bobby Witt, number four. Followed by Zach Neto and Gunnar Henderson and Corey Seager.
Do you see Zach Neto's rating in MLB The Show? I know that that's not like the end-all, be-all.
Is it good or is it bad?
It's 91.
Wow.
It is very good. Mike Trout still at 93. Neto at 91.
Wow.
I'm like, my God. Okay, kid.
I kind of like that. I like sports games ratings. I feel it's a little Vegas-y, like a true value.
The hitters in MLB The Show, much closer to real life. The relievers don't even try.
In the American League, I'm taking Bobby Witt Jr. I want my superstars at the forefront, and I've got a superstar shortstop, and I want him starting the All-Star game.
You know what?
This is my card I'll pull.
F it. I'm going with the theme of rewarding players for a great year. Give me Jacob Wilson.
Love it. I love it.
362, dude?
It's great.
With a 904 OPS?
It's great. And they suck.
They do.
They suck.
Yes.
I'm so wrong about that.
They do suck.
The National League, I'm going to take my boy. Easy and quick.
Yeah, he probably should.
Easy
but,
and quick.
I'm not going to, because I'm going to take my boy.
I mean, if you go the Bobby Witt route of I want my stars playing, you vote for Ellie.
And that's where I'm going.
And I'm voting for Frankie. I think Frankie is the heart and soul of that New York Mets team. Ugh. I know Soto is the high-priced guy. I think that team goes with Frankie Lindor. I also think he's the greatest, the best defensive shortstop in baseball right now.
Nope.
Give me Frankie.
Will Smith being the first place vote getter. Gag me with a spoon.
Oh, in catcher?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Is that where you
already,
are?
I already clicked Ellie De La Cruz, and that's why I was very confused.
Oh, gotcha.
Because his name was next on the list. I'm like, how is he the number one shortstop vote getter? I was like, something happened in L.A. that I'm not aware of.
Catcher's going to be fascinating right now. On the count of three in the American League, 1, 2, 3, Cal Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to just, like, glance over him and walk away.
My computer's acting weird. I accidentally selected
Alejandro Kirk.
Adley Rutschman got selected somehow. It's weird.
Austin Wells.
I hate
that we're doing this, and it's so obvious. It's like Hosey, too. Like, Hosey is far and ahead the best third baseman in the American League. Cal Raleigh is far and ahead the best catcher right now in the American League. And I hate that when we have these conversations, we're not giving them their just due, because we're like, and we know it's Cal. Moving on to next.
Well, we've given him flowers throughout the year.
We have.
You know.
The National League, I will not be voting for Will Smith.
And I'm going to slap you across this stage.
Yeah.
Right now.
His numbers are really good.
Yeah. Did you know he's the number one vote getter in shortstops, too? How about that?
This is going to be my... So I told you I will have a superstar card that I pull. And I'm going to pull a heartstring call.
Hold on. I'm looking through the list and seeing if I can... And a heartstring?
The guy that I think
for catcher?
For catcher.
That you think should go.
Mm-hmm.
Dear God. I mean, is it Hunter Goodman?
Nope.
I have no idea.
Baby, it's Carson Kelly. He don't even play every day.
Okay.
But I think he's been very, very good for them. Number one offense in baseball.
Okay.
And I think he's part of that.
I guess he can do that.
I'm clicking Carson Kelly. I clicked it.
I'm gonna go Hunter Goodman. I'm gonna give some bad teams some love in this.
Yeah,
second segment.
I love this. This is my favorite Joe Fisher right now.
Why the hell not, dude? Like Will Smith,
loser.
285, 14.
Chris Rock for life.
46 RBIs, 848 OPS. Give me Hunter Goodman. I love it. I love my Jacob Wilson and Hunter Goodman picks.
Did you see the outfield top selections?
I'm looking right now. I mean. Again, you want to talk about a 1-2-3 Aaron Judge.
Well, that'll take up one. We'll all click Aaron.
Are you talking about like leading vote getters so far?
Yeah.
So American League, you got Riley Green
at number two,
second.
Who's had a very, very good year.
Oh, come on.
That's what I'm saying. Can you believe that, dude? I can't. That's what I'm saying, dude. That's the most surprising thing of this whole All-Star voting thing.
Mike Trout is that
players with names still have pull. Mike Trout could start the All-Star game.
Stop.
What is this, 2016?
Stop it. Again, this isn't a lifetime.
It makes me want to vote for him. I'm not going to lie. It makes me want to vote for him.
This isn't a lifetime achievement award.
But it kind of is showing like it is.
No. No.
I'm going to click Judgy.
No.
I'm going to click Riley Green.
I'm doing both of those as well.
And
Taylor Ward.
And my bias is going to come in. I'm going to click Stephen Kwan. He's a platinum gold glove winner in left field. If he makes the starting lineup, he will bat leadoff.
This is tough because as far as like the third outfielder,
Javi Baez, I would love to put in, but he's really cooled off of late. Like I just dropped him in fantasy. I love the Javi Baez story. I'm going Judge, Green, Kwan.
Yeah, I mean,
and Kwan's the fourth vote getter.
Gosh, this is tough because like none of these guys like. Oh, man. Honestly, I think I might go double Detroit here. I think I might throw Kerry Carpenter in there also.
Dude, Kerry Carpenter and Spencer Torkelson and Javi Baez, like, the Tigers are the team right now of, well, this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
This is kind of fun.
I mean, like, Javi Baez has better numbers hitting-wise, but I think Kerry Carpenter has been much more influential for that team.
I agree.
Boy, this is tough. Yeah, you know what? Give me KC. Go and carry Carpenter.
Yeah, all right. I love it.
Yep.
Sliding over to the National League.
Okay.
100% I'm voting Kyle Tucker.
Ronald Acuna 100% is the sixth voting leading PCA. Votes getter.
I know. He's been back for like 4 days.
That's what. Come on.
Kyle Tucker and PCA should 100% be in the All-Star game.
Yeah, and honestly, First, I was going for my third one very quickly, and then I pulled back and I hesitated because I do want to see if there is any other options. But my instincts was going towards Corbin Carroll.
And I'm James Wood.
And I don't blame you on that one
either.
I'm
the kid in D.C.
The long, lanky man of D.C. himself.
I like to throw some vets in, I like to throw some kids in, and I like to throw some under the radar in. And this is one of the kids.
There is a lot of good choices for outfield.
It's
in
tough.
The National League.
I mean, Corbin Carroll would be a great choice. I mean, there's also some dude named Juan Soto sitting there.
Yeah, see, but
who had a rough start, but he's been good of late.
Yeah, but it's still like his numbers compared to some of the other players out there. It's not.
Jung-Hoo Lee?
Andy Pages?
Pages.
It's Pies.
I know. I just like to say Pages because
it does look like Pages.
It would be a funny last
Lars
name.
Nootbaar?
No.
That's a surprising one.
Kyle Stowers doing it for you? Former Oriole prospect?
I decided.
Who is it?
James Wood.
James Woods, huh?
Yep.
Singular. Not plural, actually.
Singular.
James Wood.
Singular.
Not the actor. Oh, God. This is tough. This is really tough, man. But I am going to go with Corbin Carroll. I'm gonna stick with my instincts.
I think that's fine. I think that's totally fine.
He has had a great year at the dish and totally rebound. He is a great outfielder already in the field. So I mean, I'm gonna stick with my guns and my instinct on that one.
We'll finish up with the DH.
Yes, I'm glad that we get to this point.
We'll just get
an easy one for me.
We'll
baby.
Just get the National League out of the way. Shohei.
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah,
done that. I'm with you. I'm with you. He's been really, really good.
Let me hear it, baby.
He's been really good. The Orioles will have one member of the All-Star game.
He is.
And it is Adley Rutschman. No, no. No. Jack. No. It is Ryan O'Hearn.
Dude, I've been waiting for this guy to cool off for like the last three seasons, and he has not done that.
You just can't quit him.
No, dude. He has been awesome this year. He's been the only bright, shining part of this offense outside of the first half of this
game
first
one.
Half of the season, Cedric Mullins. Outside of those two, really, man, I mean, he has been an absolute gem. And, yeah, seemingly the only one we can depend on to get a damn hit out there.
All right, that's it. That's
Hold
our
on.
All-Star votes.
Over-under on the days of, or the number of days, excuse me, before the All-Star game that the Orioles trade him because he's like their only piece.
Oh,
may not have an Orioles representative in the All-Star game there, bud.
Oh, I think he's got Seattle written all over him.
I think that I hate you guys. And
sorry,
just
Joe.
Let us have this one guy play good for us for the rest of the year. And yeah, piss off. He's mine.
You can't have nice things.
My vote is submitted.
Oh, I got to give all my information?
Yeah, I gave my life away.
Dude.
They already have all my life, dude. MLB.com has all my life.
That is annoying.
Dude, my password is my team sucks.
Speaking of MLB.com.
They ask you what your favorite team is.
The Devers jerseys, the Green Monster ones that just went on sale like a couple weeks ago. Because he was traded, they went down to $70, which is $100 off the list price. Yeah, I bought like the last one. They went out of stock like that.
You're just going to flip it?
No, I'm going to wear it. I love number 11.
You're going to wear a Devers Boston green jersey?
If I, well, my wife lives in Boston. She is from Boston, and her family still lives there. So when we go sit on the Green Monster, I will wear a Red Sox number 11 Green Monster jersey. You know someone else is going to take the number 11, so it won't be a Devers jersey for long.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Jordan Schultz.
That's a good point.
Never surprises me.
That is a good point.
Well, there's
though.
No name
never
on the back.
Never fails to surprise me.
Yeah, I just remembered that. Yeah.
Never fails to surprise me. All right, when we come back, speaking of Schultz, we'll do fair or foul. But first,
is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's everybody's favorite. Do it every single week at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. This is Fair or Foul. Without further ado, we turn this over to our fantastic producer, hardest working man in the game, Jordan Schultz.
All right, guys, let's start off with a big bit of news that happened, what's today, Tuesday, yesterday in the world of baseball. That was Shohei Ohtani's first appearance on the mound. And what was it, like 600 some days? I saw
Shohei.
The exact number.
Shohei.
Shohei.
I think I've heard of him.
I think a lot of people like him. He might lead the league in jersey sales right now. I don't know. But he only threw an inning, gave up a run, but the whole...
The overrated.
And the reason that it was kind of an odd set of circumstances, because of course he is a two-way player leading the league and designated hitting all-star voting for the National League, but having him out of the lineup while he rehabs as a pitcher would be detrimental to the Dodgers' situation. So they decided to just ramp him up in the same way, and instead of having him throw three or four innings for AAA, he will kind of ramp up and throw an inning, two innings, three innings here in the major leagues, which I think that's fine. I mean, giving up a run as an opener, but still throwing over 100 miles an hour, looking maybe not necessarily location-wise, but stuff-wise like the pitcher of old.
Average velocity 98 and change.
Jesus. Yeah, he's something else. But, of course, now with 2 years removed since his last performance on the mound in a Major League game, people are wondering, despite the stuff being there, will he be the same pitcher for the Dodgers that he was for the Angels? So, fair or foul, guys, going to throw maybe a sticky one in here. We don't care about wins, but, you know, trying to consider, like, how much time is left in the rest of the season. Fair or foul, Shohei Ohtani will have 10 or more quality starts in 2025.
Oh,
fair or foul?
Oh, I will take the foul on that super hard. I think the whole goal with Shohei Ohtani this year is give me three innings in Game 5 of the World Series.
Yeah, I am.
That's what I think it is.
I'm hitting this so foul that it goes through the netting, hits a little girl in the face. Much to Jordan Schultz's entertainment and enjoyment out of that.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Let the record state that Jordan Schultz hates netting.
I do.
And I wants do. To see little girls and little boys with traumatic brain injuries.
I do not. I want their parents to pay attention and not look at their phones.
Honestly, I will
say it's
not
say the player's fault. It's not the netting fault. It's their parents.
I will say that I saw in the Oregon State Louisville game today a foul ball come screaming into the foul territory in the stands, and a dad jumped in front of his daughter and blocked that ball.
That is what you are supposed to do. Good job, Dad.
A couple days after Father's Day,
I did see the
what
the,
a move.
I did see the famous one of the guy who catches the foul ball with his daughter in his hand slipping and his beer in the other hand. He manages to hold them all.
Got it all, baby.
That's good. Yeah, this is foul. 10 quality starts. That's a lot, and he's barely out there on the mound.
Next year, hard over. Hard over next year.
I'm also going to say that...
But I mean, assuming Glasnow comes back, are you just trumping me over here?
No, I'm just throwing my hands out.
Assuming Glasnow, Snell...
You got to do more of the elbows in...
Assuming Glasnow, Snell come back, Yamamoto, Roki, that's your rotation. If you can bring in Shohei in game two of the NLDS to get you, you know, four outs or something, that's what he's ramping up for.
Which brings me to my next point. Is anybody concerned that, you know, the Dodger pitchers seem to have a trend of their arms falling off all the time and you're bringing Shohei back? I mean,
it's kind of weird. Just ask Tony Gonsolin.
They are on record of having, like, the most arm injuries of everybody in the major leagues for their starting pitchers over the last couple of years now. Just saying.
Do you think it's a manager issue?
Can
we go back to this? Can we go back to me hating Dave Roberts?
Well, when there's a trend like the one that is out of L.A. where they constantly have starting pitchers get injured, and I'm not just talking about this year. The numbers last year and
totally.
The year before that.
There is a study of it, for sure.
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying.
What you
got next over there, brother?
Let's go to the other big bit of news from Major League Baseball. Shocking over the weekend, Rafael Devers headed to the San Francisco.
It really was shocking.
I mean, that was out of nowhere, man. What was that?
My phone buzzed, and I was like, what? I texted Joe. I was like, is this made up?
The big trade in the NBA happened Sunday morning.
Yeah, Bane
to
Magic.
I can't remember where the Devers thing happened, but it was a big weekend for trades. But shocking nonetheless, of course, Rafael Devers' major issues in the clubhouse in Boston. Meeting with the owner did not go over well, refusing to switch positions after moving from third base to DH. And frankly, I like being a team guy, but like I kind of understand, at least from a certain perspective, you've done so much for the team. It's like, okay, now I don't really want to have to go back to changing my mindset playing defense again. I did what you wanted the first time. Well, he gone. But he may not have had issues leading up to this point in the Red Sox clubhouse, but big enough issues this year to force him to be traded. But guys, who knows what happens in San Francisco, fair or foul. We will hear of a Rafael Devers clubhouse issue by the end of this season in San Francisco.
I'm going to go foul on this. I think that now that he's out of Boston and him apparently wanting to do whatever's best for the team, I think that's going to change his mindset. Being on a winning team, having a culture change, a different front office.
A real manager, Bob Melvin.
I think that, and it's so annoying because it's just like, dude, you were literally just kind of being a bitch for this team, and now all of a sudden you're going to be like, yeah, dude, I'll do whatever you guys want. I'm a team player. Yeah. But I don't know, man. Change of scenery, just better mood, better vibes, better personalities to deal with. I don't think there's going to be and he doesn't need to be the leader. Like that was what I was reading earlier is that I don't want to be that, and he doesn't have to.
I'm with you on this, Joe, for different reasons. You know, being traded to the Giants, no matter where you come from, is a pretty rad deal. You go into a big market, historic franchise, a team that clearly always wants to win. They're never rebuilding, even though they clearly rebuild at times. That feels great. But the fact that you just got traded from the Boston Red Sox, who gave you $300 million, who won a World Series with you, the fact that you were traded from that team should be a wild and alarming wake-up call that something you are doing is not going well. And this is your get-out-of-jail-free card. And your get-out-of-jail-free card is to a contender from a large market. That would tell me, if I am Rafi Devers, which I am not, and I'm glad to not be, although I would take his paycheck, that would tell me, put up or shut up, that you have to change your approach in how you handle yourself as a major leaguer. I don't think there'll be issues. And if there are, he becomes untradeable. He already was borderline untradeable because of that contract. If he messes up in San Francisco, it's adios. And they'll cut him in 3 years.
And
just
eat
the money.
Eat it all.
Yep.
How much does he have left? Like 240, something like that?
I believe his last year is 2032 or 33. I can't remember. But it's like 180 mil left.
They took a dive.
And that's why the Red Sox didn't get more. Because to get more prospects, to get the like the Giannis Hall or whatever you
want
to say.
They have a young first baseman
to get that
for the Giants.
To get that, you're gonna have to eat some of that money. And the Giants said, no, we'll take it all. And that's why Boston probably pulled the trigger.
Right? I mean, yeah, wouldn't you? I'll take the money on and
get out of that contract that you think is bad.
Well, and if I'm the Giants, like, I love this player that I'm getting, and I get to keep my top prospect. Hell
done.
Yes. Yeah, you're going for it all. All right, fair or foul, guys. Let's move on to the Seattle Mariners. They're winning right now, anyways, over the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, yeah,
8-0. Cal Raleigh kicking ass tonight. He's got 6 RBIs, matches a career high for a single game, including a grand salami marking his 27th home run of the year. But it's not about Cal. It's about the entire Mariners team.
Salami sounds good right now.
I would destroy a sandwich.
A good old peppered salami?
Absolutely destroy a sandwich right now.
Rye bread and mustard, baby. Rest in peace, Dave Niehaus. But the Mariners, back and forth, of course, have lost 9 of their last 13 sitting right now.
It ain't good, Bob.
No. At 36-35, they're
poor,
so checked on.
Poor Schultz, he just... No.
No. It's... No. No.
I'm sorry, just the way you said that was just very just like, huh.
No, looking at this, I mean, they get swept by the Diamondbacks. They turn around and sweep your Guardians there, Patrick, so...
Can you go back, like, 2 weeks for me? Maybe a week and
a
half?
Oh, yeah, no. Orioles swept him before that. They only got one win against the Angels.
Now we're talking... Let's go, O's!
The losing, 9 of 13 includes those losses to the Orioles, Joe, so congratulations to you, you jerk. Let's see here, though. So they have obviously turned around from being in first place by 3 games to now being... second place behind the Houston Astros in the AL West by 4.5 games. We're talking 8-9 game swing, guys. Their run differential has gone kaput, and they ain't even winning 54% of games as it looks this season. I am amending my expectations.
Oh, boy.
I'm not sure that they're even going to get close to the playoffs, guys. Fair or foul, the Seattle Mariners will fail to go 500 in 2025.
Ooh, I'll go first on this. I'll say foul. I still think the bones of this team are really good. And I think they have a lot at play. I'd really have to dive in to see who's available, what it looks like at the deadline. But it's DePoto. He's always going to make trades. This team is an over 500 team. I actually still think this team will make the playoffs. Foul.
Not
gonna... Was that hot takey enough for you?
Honestly,
Caitlin Clark is why.
Honestly, Patrick, I think that's one of your best takes of the summer.
Oh, thanks, dude. You're really smart, man.
Gosh.
I think you've been in Chicago too long.
Not gonna finish 500?
No, this team's too good to not be 500.
Do we realize that they're only a game above the Rangers in the division?
I know. The swing that Chelsea was talking about is not a good one.
Yeah, the Angels are right behind them, too.
They've been really bad.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Yeah, but Gilbert threw well yesterday.
He did, but there's
Kirby's
been talk.
Getting there.
There's been talk that they're bringing Gilbert back too soon, and the Tommy John surgery for him is imminent.
Oh, no, I think Tommy John is imminent for an old Bryce Miller. Old Bryce Miller has got TJ written all over
him. I'm telling
him.
You. I think you're right. It's about time to move Woo to Baltimore, too, I think.
The for hell who? Are Jax? You talking about?
For Jax? You want Jackson Holiday for Brian Woo?
We got some prospects.
How about
sure
Adley?
Can
I get Adley for Woo?
If they offered Adley Jackson
Woo
Holiday
and Gilbert
and Gunnar
for Henderson.
I'll give you.
I'll give you Brian Woo for Adley Rutschman, Jackson Holiday, and Gunnar Henderson. Straight
that's,
up. Is that good?
I'll give you an honest.
And I'll
take.
Pay Woo's contract.
I'll give you an honest feeling.
Probably have to do that deal
because of the sentimental, local, and high school connection. I would never want the Orioles to trade Adley Rutschman.
No,
under any circumstances.
No, he's your guy.
I don't care if he
he's
sucks. No.
And the Mariners have Raleigh, so they wouldn't take that deal in the first place.
No, that is true. Yeah. No, you move Rutsch to first.
Nah, he's not good enough.
You need Rutschman behind the plate.
His
at
value
all times.
Comes from his defense right now.
Yeah. I'm going to say foul. I'm going to say they're going to finish one game above 500.
So you agree they'll finish, but you're not outlook. Shake the magic eight ball. Outlook
$1,
not so good.
Bob.
$1.
And that won't make the playoffs at 82-80.
No,
right?
It won't. It won't. Not in the American League. Even though the American League's down, it won't.
Looking at the wild card right now.
Tampa won.
Oh, my God. The Red Sox are above the Mariners right now in the wild card standings.
That'll
they
go
They should
away
make
quickly.
A big trade or something.
That'll go away
acquire
quickly.
Some talent or something like that.
That'll go. A couple big league guys. Can I trade one big league guy for two big league guys?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm going to say that God, the Blue Jays are still in it.
No, I'm out. I'm out on the Blue Jays.
Well, they're in now.
I'm out.
I'm going to say fair. They just barely finished above 500. Maybe like 54%?
54.6.
Yeah, something like that.
Is that it? That is
it.
Fair or foul. Thank you, Schultz. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll put a bow on this bad boy and get out of here. This is the Hot Corner, Today the Fan. You know, I heard the boys earlier on primetime talking about things to do lists in places that you travel.
Like specific places that you travel?
Yeah, yeah. They were talking
like
about like
the generic go-to list.
Yeah, they were like Googling, you know, what to do in Cincinnati.
Eat the chili?
And it was like, check out the United States Museum of Signs. And
wait, like?
Yeah, like dead serious. And like this cemetery and things like that. I'm at the point now, I'm going to Hawaii tomorrow. I'm going to be on Oahu. And I don't know what to do anymore.
Are you? You're kidding me, right?
No, no. I'm like, other than like chilling and drinking margaritas and being at the pool and kayaking in the ocean every morning.
Margaritas are not Hawaiian.
Like, so I don't. Well, I don't think margaritas care where you are.
Mai Tai?
I'm pretty sure you could be in Tehran right now and a margarita would taste
maybe a
quite nice.
Maybe a Kona?
No.
I knew that would get you.
No.
You're like, hard pass.
But I don't know what to do in Hawaii.
Dude, do you not like to snorkel?
Well, yeah, but we've done all that.
Do it again.
Yeah, I guess
snorkeling is effing awesome.
Let's forget, like, you can do things again. It's like the restaurant. Have you been to this amazing restaurant? Yeah, I went once, like, 2 years ago. It was great, but I'm good.
One of the best experiences I ever had in Hawaii was being drunk and snorkeling, which is probably
a risky endeavor.
A safety risk. And then I like popped my head up and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so far out and it's almost dark. I should probably swim back. Hey, you're lucky I'm doing a show here with you today, all right? Because you almost lost me to the oceans.
Where are you staying on Oahu?
My father-in-law
okay.
has a place.
Like a Waikiki? Like where are you?
It's on the other side of Diamond Head
okay.
on the east side of the island.
I mean, you can go, if you haven't done, like there's the aquarium, there's the zoo there in Waikiki.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, see, you've done, literally everything.
Dude.
This is going to be the lamest trip I've ever been on
my
life entire
is so
life.
Cool.
Let me tell you what, I've done everything there is to do out there.
Is it Kailua?
Yeah, that kind of area. Yeah.
That is where my family lived for 5 years. My immediate family, Papa Joe.
Papa Joe. Love me, Joe Fish, too.
My mom and my sister and two of my sisters were born on Oahu.
Wow.
And then they decided, you know what? Before we have this boy, this fourth child, Joe Fish.
Let's go back to Oregon.
Let's move back to Portland, Oregon. And I couldn't be happier
about
it.
Do you think your sisters are...
I am so happy.
Do you think your sisters are inherently cooler than you because they were born on an island?
Yes. Yes.
They could suck as human beings, but they have that one up on you that you'll never be able to let go.
It's a cool, like, you know, if Hawaii comes up in a conversation with them, they could be like, I was born
on Oahu.
Really? And then that starts a whole conversation.
Oh, my God. If you're dating, if one of your sisters are dating and it's like... She says to me, where are you from, Patrick? I was like, I was born in Spokane, Washington.
You're like, oh,
and
okay.
I grew up in Vancouver in the Portland
Anyways,
area.
How about this weather?
how about you? And she's like, I was actually born in Honolulu. You're like,
what?
Oh,
what?
Really?
Really?
Tell me more.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
So is your family Hawaiian? Tell me, how did your family get a start?
Yeah, I don't know if my sisters can claim.
And then the drinks come, and then I'm taking her home.
I don't think they can claim like anything Hawaiian.
No, they can't.
Yeah,
when did they move?
Like
two?
When they were like four,
yeah.
like 3-1 or yeah. 4-2.
Because
like,
you were about to be born and they said, yeah. Well, let's make sure we screw this kid up
yeah.
and get him to Oregon as fast as possible.
I do sometimes wonder, like, what if my family just stuck it out there and I was born and raised in Hawaii?
In Hawaii.
It would have been pretty cool.
Joe, you and I probably wouldn't cross paths here.
No.
You'd probably be some surfer douche.
I would be cool
chasing
with that.
Chasing cats.
There's part of me that still wants to be a surfer douche, quite honestly.
I'll tell you what. I just finished White Lotus season 3.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be Patrick Schwarzenegger douche, but you get to live in that place.
I kind of want to live
like
through...
Like, which one can you do it?
I kind of want to live vicariously through my son and have him be uber bro douche.
Yeah.
Like, I want him to be in a frat and just
and
be like...
just, like, go to the frat parties?
And then just also be like, dude, you're such a douche. I love it,
you're,
though.
You're, like, setting your kid up for failure just so you can live through that.
Dad, come down to UVO this weekend. It's Dad's weekend.
It's Omega Pi.
We're going to get trashed. Like, God, you are so dumb.
We're actually doing a guest job with the Tri-Delts, so there are going to be girls everywhere, Dad.
Me, Chandler, and Tyler are planning a trip to Shasta. You're coming with.
What happens in Eugene stays in Eugene.
Like, God, I hate you, but also I love you, too.
Except for he's like...
I'll be there.
Except for he's like, you know, Dad, what happens in Monmouth stays in Monmouth. Western Oregon for life, Dad.
That's too much douche. That's... if he's doing that, like...
My kid's like, Dad, you gotta come. It's Wazoo Dad's weekend.
It's gonna be a rager at Willamette, Dad.
But in case you forgot, I'm at Wazoo Tri-Cities. I'm at Wazoo Vancouver. Yeah. I'm like, bro, I live by Wazoo Vancouver. You think I could, like, crash there? You think me and a couple buddies could, like, stay the night?
Mixer at PCC Sylvania campus. You're gonna be there, right?
In the parking lot.
Yeah, no, I very much want my son to be a kind of party douche, but also maybe even like finance bro.
Finance bro would be great.
Make some money.
Finance bro who's not creepy on girls would be awesome.
Oh, no, he'll be a gent.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if I hear someday that Joe Four is not a gent, I'm going to be very upset about it.
He's on the right track, man. He is on the right track.
All right, that'll do it for us. We are off next week because of the Fan Golf Classic.
Hell
so I hope
yeah,
you all
dude.
Get out there and have a blast. I will not be there, and I'm super jealous. I know it's weird. I'll be in Hawaii.
Shut up.
I actually wish I was there.
Dude,
All-Star voting
stop.
Is due by next Thursday, so make sure you get that in. And we come back, we'll look at the future of baseball. I want to talk Dave Martinez and some other things we didn't get to today. For Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. That's Schultzy on the ones and twos. Go do something. I would do.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.